is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the September 5th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know, isn't it funny how birthdays just happen to stick in people's mind? I don't know about everybody, but with me it does. I want to wish a happy birthday, September 5th, to an old school buddy of mine that I haven't seen for years and years and years, but he may very well be listening. So happy birthday, happy 57th birthday, John Rodriguez. And with that, I'm going to make a couple announcements, and I got Don Nikoloff up today, see if there's any updates on Wantagate, and I'm sure there's much to talk about, so it should be a good show. I wanted to mention, for those of you who have not been into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. I had a pledge drive up there for a while, a very short while, and I pulled it down because I'm not one of those kind of people that likes to beg for money. But I did want to give a shout out to two people that, before I pulled it down, had sent me a little bit of money, not much, but it was, believe me, I thank you for it. George and Clayton, George Wooten and Clayton Childs. Clayton had sent me a donation before I ever even put up a pledge drive, which really caught me by surprise. He's an attorney in New Mexico. So I want to thank you, Clayton. I knew that you had, shortly thereafter, you'd written me a letter saying you went on vacation, so I wanted to wait till you get back and thank you for that. I have no more pledge drive up there, nor will I have a pledge drive up there any further. But what I do have is I have a couple of products for sale. For those of you who have been into my website, I put a plug out for Randy Weaver's book, The Siege at Ruby Ridge. I've read the book. I thought it was a must read because it would give you some insight as far as what Ed and Elaine Brown emotionally are going through up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, because Randy Weaver went through basically the same thing. Randy, obviously, it was a lot worse, but we hope with Ed and Elaine it doesn't get any worse. But the emotions are still there. What surprises me, as good as this book was, I have not gotten one order for the book, and that really surprises me. I also have a product up there that I used personally for years. It's called Nickel Free. I just posted that up there. I've used that to quit tobacco products, but I had used it for years in case I was ever in the airport, got on an airplane, went into a restaurant, or I was out at a place in an office building or whatever that I could not use tobacco products, could not smoke, then I would take these pills because it eliminates cravings. And the reason I say that, folks, is because I've taken down my pledge drive, but in order to offset expenses to do this show, I need to sell some products. Now, there's going to be very shortly a couple more products coming up there for sale. They're not there yet. One of them I'm getting any day now, and before I put it up, I'm going to try it personally. The other one I have tried personally, it does work, and as soon as the webmasters hook up, then that product's going to be up online. But I would encourage you guys to go in and take a look at the website and buy something, okay, because that's what supports this show. That's what pays my expenses in order for me to be able to continue this show. So I would strongly appreciate it, and I know there's only a couple of them up there right now, okay. One of them is the Nickel Free product. The other is Randy's book. But at any rate, there will be some more coming up there, and I'd appreciate it strongly if you guys would not make a donation. I don't want any donations, okay, but buy a product, and I'm going to have some more coming up there in the not-too-distant future. We'll be back in three with my guest, Don Nikoloff, see if there's anything going on Wantagate, and talk about some other issues. So stick with me. We're going to have a good show today. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you from hot, steamy Phoenix, Arizona. It's still over 100 degrees, and we'll stay there until the end of September and probably partway into October. Okay, let's see if I've got my guest. Don Nikoloff, are you with me today?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? How's the weather back there?
Oh, hot, like everywhere
is it?
Else.
Oh, yeah. Is it hot? Is it hot and humid, muggy and wet and seepy?
It's not extremely muggy, but hot. Let's put it that way.
That's the one thing I like about Phoenix. I was listening to Stat Miller's show yesterday, and he made a comment when Bob Chapman was on there about that he was in the middle of a really, really heavy rainstorm, and he was worried the power was going to go off. And I was sitting here thinking at that point in time, you know, I left Round Rock and I came here, and I don't recall it raining since I've been here, and it's been almost 3 months. So that's the one thing I like about this, is it doesn't rain much here. And if you want to go fly, you see, you don't have to worry about filing an instrument flight plan because usually there's not a cloud in the sky. So that's the plus side of Arizona. I won't get into all the negatives, but at any rate, how's Wantagate? any updates on the Wantagate
situation? What a segue. I was picturing you mowing your AstroTurf.
My AstroTurf? I haven't got any AstroTurf. I have apartment
turf.
Oh,
that died too.
Right. I don't even have a foyer. I walk out the door and I'm right in a walkway going out of my apartment complex. But the mailbox is closed. That's a plus, you see. Anyway, yes, all right, so we're segueing into Wantagate. Leo Wanta, how's he doing these days?
Yes, well, I guess he's doing okay. Actually, this is very synchronistic. I think I was on the show last Thursday, if I remember correctly. The days seem to run together. that night, the evening of the 30th of August, very late at night, Christopher Story came out with quite a lengthy piece describing what's been going on. Now, he was in the United States for 2 weeks and had the opportunity to speak to various individuals across the country about this. And he had posted a story on Thursday evening, and almost immediately after it got posted, a big section of the story was erased by, according to him, by the NSA. And as usual, when they interfere with his website, which is in England, by the way, he gets pretty hot under the collar and has some choice words to mention for them. To not only to remind them that it's illegal to attack a foreign website. I guess here in the United States, it's totally legal now. but they're, you know, he takes great issue.
So are you saying that it's not legal there?
It's not legal for anyone to attack a website.
To attack a web. Well, wait a minute. It's not legal here for him to attack a website. They do it all. I thought you meant as far as monitoring websites or eavesdropping. Now, that's legal. They've been doing that for years, but they've just recently allowed it to be legal now. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, we know very well that they'll completely take a site down if they don't like what they see, especially if the truth is being printed. And what he stressed is the portion of his analysis and details of significant events that have been posted on his site were intentionally taken off, which he very succinctly points out is the reason why they took it off, because it's telling the truth. Why would you attack someone's website? You know, that's pretty childish, but they do it.
Because they tell the truth, you see.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't handle the truth. That's what it is. But okay, so anyways, do we want to get any of the particulars about what he was talking about?
Yes, he broke it down basically into four parts, and he entitles them Giga Scams Orchestrated by the Bush 2 White House.
Giga Scams? Define Giga
Scams. All right. Well, it's more than mega.
Just for those listeners out there that don't know what a giga scam is, like me, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's like we have megabytes and gigabytes. Okay, he's coining the computer word. You know.
All right.
Then he has a section on Great American Mortgage Economic Scam, and he uses the an acronym GAMES for that. Quite observant on his part. The most corrupt U.S. administration in American history. And then a thesis, the unstable corrupt status quo, and the antithesis, the stabilizing want to plan. And he goes into detail as to the two paradigms, if you want to call them that, or paradoxes, and how this is WantaGate is destroying the international economic community. You're hearing reports about it everywhere. I mean, on a daily basis. And there
we're talking about it leads in. We're talking about the subprime lending and so forth. Because I know there, you know, there's lenders that are going down all the time. Here I am, you know, here I sit in Arizona, and I'm telling you, Don, you know, as far as the hedge funds going down, American Home Mortgage has gone down. There's just a number of mortgage companies that are mortgage companies that I use to do refinances, but even more significant than that, I had just a slew of lenders. But what has happened is they have tightened up their credit requirements. Now I still get these emails, you know, talking about how wonderful they are and so forth. But if you go to try to get a buyer qualified to finance, you know, they'll take an application on them. But my experience has been that once they get it in there, okay, then they will just scrutinize the person to no ends, to the point where the people just pull their hair out and want to bail. The bank, the lenders aren't lending. They still are creating the illusion to the loan officers and the mortgage brokers that they're lending or that they want to lend, but they're not. Their guidelines have changed drastically. Not to mention the fact that coupled with that, You know, we've got the housing bubble situation where the market itself, and by the way, I was listening to Bob Chapman. He's right dead on with this. I was listening to Bob Chapman and also Robbie Noel. And the Robbie's in Phoenix as well. And Bob had predicted that there was going to be, I believe it was a 30 to 55% downturn in the housing prices in the Phoenix area over the next couple of years. And I already see that happening. So it's pretty dismal in the mortgage business. And this is why, before you came on, Don, I was telling my listening audience, buy a book, buy some nickel free, buy some products that are going to be on my website, because I'm not making it in the mortgage business, folks. Anyway, I'm sorry to go off on a rant, but go ahead.
No, that's okay. In fact, you mentioned that, and I received an article via email. I don't subscribe to any financial publications, but I do read what's posted out there, and you kind of have to sift through it, because when you consider what's going on behind the scenes, and I'm speaking about Wantagate, the variety of stories that come out that are trying to explain what's really going on are almost comical. And I found a very interesting article that someone had sent me compared to what some of the other stuff I've been reading in the Financial Times. And it came out yesterday. It was published yesterday.
The Financial Times alluding to Leo Wanta?
No. Okay. There's a sense of growing crisis over interbank deals. This is the whole issue about Wantagate, is the interbank deals.
Right.
And the fact that none of these banks have liquidity because the stolen assets have been frozen. You have not heard a word about that, but the stolen assets have been frozen. The business that they've been conducting through the banks has all been a mirror of the initial $27.5 trillion, traded to the extent of $600 trillion. Imagine that. I mean, you know, we have trouble grasping how big his $4.5 trillion settlement is, or $27.5 trillion. They have traded on the basis of this this money and the interest that it earns, which is anywhere let's say easily $200 billion a day. The $4.5 trillion earns that, so you can imagine.
Well,
yeah,
and you know what, and I know for a lot of listeners out there, and I want to step in here for a minute. It's hard to get your head around how could, you know, $4 trillion amass $200 billion a day. And what I want to mention is they do what is called international trading, and it's illegal in the United States. You can't do that in the United States. The only I believe it's the only country in the world where it is illegal, but on international trade, they use a collateral to do interbank and intergovernmental trades, and the interest that is made on those specific trades is absolutely phenomenal in short-term gains. And it has to do with the monetizing of collateral and also the fractional banking system. And I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be the be-all and end-all of how it works. I just know it's out there. I know it works. And I know, and I've seen people that have done it. Matter of fact, I was in one, at more than one, okay? But the fact of the matter is it does exist. And, you know, for the people who say, well, I don't understand how this works, blah, 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 it's because you're in the United States, you don't hear about it. But if you were out of the United States, if you were in Europe, if you were in Germany, if you were in the Philippines, if you were in Japan, you would know what they are if you're in the financial community. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. And the fact that the Fed and the European Central Bank are trying to bolster their respective economies, basically what they're doing is they're loaning them more money to make the payments that are due, you know, based on people who are scoring in the stock market. Now, not to sound like I'm jumping around, but we're touching base on all these different issues. You had mentioned last week, and as far as I'm concerned, you were one of the first ones I heard even mention the fact that the Fed had given, at first it was something like $38 billion to the SEC.
Right, that was the first injection, yeah. They've made another one since then, I believe.
Now, I mean, stop and think. You know, these companies, stocks are supposed to be performing on their own. You shouldn't have to put money into them to keep them afloat.
Right.
So that right there, I would think, would be illegal.
Okay, well, it's illegal for everybody except the Fed. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. We got more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Be right back.
Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here, about 4 minutes, and we go to another break. But in the meantime, okay, so, Don, the Fed injected, $38 billion the first time. I don't even remember what it was the second time. But, you know, this is just delaying the ultimate crash because basically it's inflationary, which is it's a hidden tax is what it is when they just, you know, print the money, or even if it's a banking, you know, a computer transaction. It's still just delaying the inevitable. So with that, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a continuance of the, intentional crashing of the dollar, obviously. Now, the significance in the statement I just made is if Wanta's money were paid to him, he would immediately remit $1.575 trillion into the Treasury. Now, when I spoke of his $4.5 trillion earning $200 billion a day in interest, it's actually the tax payment, the smaller amount, which will earn that interest. And that's above board into the Treasury. It's not obscured or obfuscated monies.
Right, Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's how the Fed operates. This is above board, so they can't play games with it. It stays in the Treasury, and it's fully accountable.
Right, but the reason why that everything is being done to prevent this from happening, because, you know, talking about injections, here the Fed has injected this money into the stock market. But if this money were literally injected by virtue of you know, being paid in tax payments, $1.5 trillion or whatever the heck it is, that's an injection into this economy that is going to help us to rebuild bridges, okay, to rebuild the lab, you know, results of Katrina. It would do a lot for stimulating our economy, and this is exactly the opposite of what this shadow government wants to happen. So this is part of the reason, right? This is part of the reason why they're you know, song and dance and doing everything they can do to stop this payment from coming in. And whether it's legal or whether it's now, I want to point something out here, Don, because I know there's no doubt in my mind. For those of you who are still skeptical, there is no doubt in my mind now with the documents that I've seen. And if anybody disbelieves this at all, you can go into PACER, or you can have your attorney go into PACER and look up the court documents for the writ of mandamus that was filed. You can look up the subpoenas that were served on these people, and whether Leo Wanta was legitimate and the most patriotic American in the world and was doing this strictly for, you know, to destroy the Russian ruble and to bring this back and repatriate it to the American public, or if he was the most sinister of gangsters, the fact of the matter is the money is out there. The money's being played, and even if he was the most sinister of gangsters in doing what he's doing now, and it could be, Don, and you may disagree with me, but it could be that he decided to have a spiritual epiphany and go straight to get the IRS and the state of Virginia on his side and promise to repatriate this money, even though he would have thought at one time maybe he was going to not do that. In other words, just to help him get the money back. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I do, and to you, we could use his history as an example. The original $150 billion, which is a drop in the bucket compared to this amount of money, was repaid immediately to the U.S. Treasury when he first started his assault on the Russian ruble.
Okay.
Remember, he started with a loan that Reagan gave to him.
Right, and I want to point out for the sake of my listeners that, again, I've researched this meticulously, and I know this guy exists, and I know this money is there and it's being played with. I am still not 100% convinced that this guy was the lily-white, you know, all-American flag-waving guy, but I know darn good and well that this guy exists, and this guy did do what he said he did, and he did, accumulate that money. And the Russian ruble was destroyed, and when Ronald Reagan got up and said, bring down that wall, it was because of the destruction of the Russian ruble, and Leo Wanta was involved in it. I know that for a fact. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Okay, that said, let's go back to Christopher Story's posting. He posted a letter that Leo Wanta wrote to the President of the United States. And it's not too long. If you'd like to hear some sections of it, I'd be happy to read it to you.
Well, if it's going to enlighten me, or is it going to bore me?
No, I think it's
not so much me. Not so much me, but my listening audience. Okay.
No, it's interesting. Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead.
This is not gibberish.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a break. We're gonna have to break here coming up in a minute. How long is it? Let me ask you that.
It's not going to be covered in the short time before the break. So when I hear the E flat minor chord, or
that's a D flat, 6 flat, 5 flat, 9th, augmented 7th, square root 9, C.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't. It's not coming up yet. But at any rate, what are we talking about? 2 or 3 minutes here?
Yeah, roughly. And now this, I'll fill in the empty space we have here with the fact that after the attack on his website. He did an urgent update where he posted this letter, and this was on August the 31st at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And Wanta outlines several points about the continuing obfuscation of the funds and who is involved. And it's interesting, the people and the banks.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll be back in 3, and I'll let you read some excerpts of the letter. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Stick around, we got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, come a little bit closer and hear what Don Nikoloff has to say. Now, Don, you're reading a letter from, an excerpt of a letter from Leo Wanta to President Bush. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Let's go then. Do it.
Okay. Christopher prefaced the posting of the letter with this short statement. The editor has been asked to display the following letter that Ambassador Wanta has just sent on the 31st of August, 2007, to President George Bush, Jr., members of the U.S. President's cabinet, all Wanta plan administrators, and others for their immediate attention. Bear in mind that President George Bush Jr. formally agreed to the $4.5 trillion Wanta settlement in May 2006. He is responsible for fulfilling this undertaking in the interests of the American people and, per Her Majesty the Queen, quote, for the good of the whole of humanity. Here is the letter. U.S. President and Commander-in-Chief George W. Bush Jr., Bush Administration Cabinet members, members of Congress, Wanta Plan administrators et al. If U.S. President George W. Bush Jr. is operating under the rule of law, which is absolutely shattered by others, A, where is the full cooperation with full disclosure on tracing the financial settlement of U.S. dollars $4.5 trillion, which includes U.S. dollars $1.575 set aside allocation for my personal repatriation tax payment from our U.S. Department of the Treasury, Federal Reserve et al., to the authorized Treasury direct payment to Morgan Stanley, New York City, Ameritrust Group, Inc., securities account? That's question mark. B, where is my notification that the lawful payment is actually being remitted again, has really been credited again, and actually delivered with the economic receipt to the above-mentioned securities account? C, where is my public and or private written assurances that the United States of America's President and Commander-in-Chief has commanded and directed full cooperation by Treasury Secretary Hank M. Paulson, Jr., Deputy Treasury Secretary Robert Kimmett, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Donald L. Cohn, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wachovia Bank, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, Citibank, N.A., and Morgan Stanley Securities to again implement any and all lawful necessary steps and or procedures to expedite the said immediate but previously delayed by others cash funds payment to the above-mentioned securities account with Morgan Stanley. D, where are the White House concerns about the set-aside allocation for the civil payment of U.S. dollars $1.575 trillion to our United States Department of the Treasury on behalf of the American people, as the president is really their president and commander-in-chief with full executive authority over our great nation's departments, agencies. The basic concepts and fundamental principles of our American Republic now stand as the only legitimate considerations going forward, for they have been tested almost to annihilation already and will not endure much longer if we continue on this path. But there is no American Republic without the rule of law. No rights, no protections, no United States Constitution. There is absolutely nothing, and if they continue to destroy the rule of law, they destroy the idea that is America itself. Nothing quite like the WANTA plan has ever before been attempted in America, and if we are allowed to succeed, there will be national excitement and opportunities which will define America and the Bush administration. This is a quote at the end of the letter. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness. U.S. Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Cordially yours, Ameritrust Group, Inc., signed Lee Emil Wanta, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer. Now, what's interesting, he signed this Lee, his birth name, and not Leo, his CIA, FBI, U.S. Treasury name.
Okay, so yes, he was affiliated, or he was in as a contracted agent with the CIA, right?
Yes.
Right.
CIA, FBI, U.S. Treasury.
Right, and this is why, and what I had mentioned before, which I don't know, you don't agree with me, and I'm not saying that this is true, Don, but, you know, the fact that I said that, you know, I'm not, the jury's still out on whether I paint this guy as the, you know, the ultimate patriot, or whether, you know, he was a snake oil salesman that just got, you know, caught up in this, got his money stolen, and now is using the government to try to get his money back. I don't know, but I do know, you know, there were some questions that I had a couple of emails about how Greenspan was involved in this. And this goes back even when, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago when I was reading the Sherman Skolnick article. It goes way back to 2001. And in his article, it implicated Greenspan. But I guess Greenspan had tried to steal money out of this, out of these funds as well, and he got caught. And this is why, and they gave him a, what do you call it? They gave him immunity from, December 2005 through 2006 to perform on the WANA settlement and assist him in getting it done, but he failed on purpose because he's, you know, I guess he's a good friend of George H.W. Bush, and he left office, and ultimately that's why he was arrested. Am I right in that?
Yeah, it goes a bit further. These guys all have their hands in the till, and they're protecting their rear ends. Now, in this article, there is also further information coming out about the Wisconsin dimension of this. And this was the takedown of Leo Wanta, incarceration, the attempts to have him declared insane, the attempts on his life.
Right. This was orchestrated by then Governor Tommy Thompson. I think he's still governor.
Well, it was orchestrated by Bill Clinton. Thompson was just following orders. And
well, yeah, okay. I mean,
don't forget there's.
Okay. Well, so we. Go ahead.
On your mark, get set.
It's your turn.
The $18 billion that was in his briefcase was never accounted for, and then we have these fines. Keep in mind, the fine started at $14,129, paid twice, then a $31,000 fine, which resulted in a reduction in his sentence by 5 years, and that was money that Christopher Story forwarded and documented. And they're denying that these documents exist, and the fines have climbed up to $1 million. I mean, this is
for the state tax thing? $1 million?
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a bogus tax, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well, I know
remember,
that.
He was involved in the Falls vending sting, which was an investigation related to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And Wanta was working undercover with Falls vending, and they tried to say that Wanta owed taxes on this. This was a last-ditch effort and a pretty feeble one to discredit Wanta. And in reality, the Reagan library documents also disclose his true intentions, and that he was doing this for President Reagan under Presidential Order 12333.
Now, how do we get our hands on those documents?
You can get that through Christopher Story, or you can try, through the Reagan Presidential Library. I haven't, but Christopher is publishing a 48-page addendum to his International Currency Review.
Okay,
that has those documents.
Is this going to cost me money, though?
It costs everybody money, unfortunately, but that's how he earns his living, through his publications.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to start publicating my own stuff then, because I got to make a living here. But at any rate, so in the Reagan documents, that just specifies certain things. Because what I'm trying to do, when you mentioned that yes, Leo Wanta was in the CIA, well, so was George H.W. Bush, and I at one point in time, obviously they were working together. Now, whether they liked each other or not is anybody's guess, but they were working together.
I wouldn't say that. Personally, I would say they belong to the same organization. Not all CIA agents are corrupt. Not all FBI agents are corrupt.
You mean they don't go to an annual reunion or anything? okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What I'm doing is I'm creating a mosaic, and I'm putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. And I'm, in my investigatorial capacity – there's no question in my mind that this is for real. The money does exist. Leo Wanta is who he says he is. I have seen the documents, and there are certain documents that I have behind the scenes that are interrelated with transactions that I've done 10 years ago that directly correlate to what they are doing and we're doing. You know that because you've seen them. Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And these are documents. I can't put these out on my website and say, hey, look at this, listeners. But and you can attest to the fact that I do have these documents, okay, and that they are indeed real. And these are documents that nobody else has. Am I right in that?
That's true. And in his publications, Christopher has, and I'm speaking about Christopher Story, he has published the actual documents in his books. And, the International Currency Review is really supposed to talk about trends in the international economic arena and, forecasts and predictions. And here he's been forced to write about corruption for the past several years. And it definitely has an impact, a direct impact. And we're witnessing this now. We're experiencing the after effects of all this corruption. You're seeing it hit the housing market. You're seeing it hit the hedge funds and the derivatives. And that's interesting.
Yes, because of the money laundering that's been going on with it. Yeah.
Well, yes. These accounts are scams. That's what they are, pure and simple. Now, going back to Wisconsin, it's come out now that Donna Shalala, that name may ring a bell with some.
Oh, yes. Now, that wasn't the attorney general. Who's the one that called Eric Clapton Eric Clapner? That was in the Clinton administration. That was the doctor. Who's C. Everett Koop? What was his title? Okay.
Oh, he was the former head of the.
It's the doctor. It's the head doctor. C. Everett Koop, and also
Surgeon General. He was
Surgeon General. That's it.
Yeah.
The woman who was Surgeon General under Clinton that called Eric Clapton Eric Clapner. What was her name? She's a black lady. I can't remember her name.
Oh, I remember. She was the one that wanted to hand condoms out to all the kids in school.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And anytime they do something and screw something up or they steal something from somebody and it's covertly done, they get promoted. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right. So Donna Shalala, and she's in Wisconsin well under Tommy Thompson, or she was.
She's from Wisconsin originally, and she was the one behind getting Want to put into a mental institution. And
so what is her title, or what was her title in?
She was a cabinet member.
Was she some kind of a doctor in psychology or something? Because she was trying to have him mentally.
This was just political influence being exercised over the Wisconsin authorities.
I see. Okay. All right. Go ahead. So anyway, Donna Shalala, go ahead.
Well, she was behind, the whole move to have him put in a mental institution, and it was a Chinese doctor that just refused. She recognized that they were using tactics just like what they use in China and the Soviet Union, and she just warned Wanta, and she refused to comply with them, to her credit. So.
Wait a minute. She sided with Wanta on that.
Yes,
issue.
She was a chief psychiatrist.
Is that why she was let go from a cabinet position in the administration, Clinton administration?
No. Shalala didn't side with Wanta. She was carrying out Clinton's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dictate to have him.
Yeah,
taken
I'm sorry.
Down.
I hadn't gone down that rabbit hole. I had just, I'd run across her name, but I didn't explore it, didn't research it. So, okay. All right.
I'm speaking about Dr. Connie Lee, who is the chief psychiatrist for the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
She refused to certify that he was insane. He was not, and she took into account that he had already survived 5 attempts on his life.
So they were trying to get her to designate him as insane.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to force her to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Keep in mind that the $18 billion of high-value notes that Wanta was holding from the government of Somalia
Wait a minute. Let me stop you there. Do you know specifically what kind of notes they were? They bearer bonds? Were they United States notes? Were they treasury bonds from Somalia? What were they?
I haven't seen them. All I know is that they were U.S. Treasury certificates.
Okay. That's believable, and again, you know why? Because
yes.
I have.
Oh,
have,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely,
go ahead.
I know. So, this $18 billion, when Wanta's effects were returned to him and the itemization of the things they confiscated, of course, his briefcase with the $18 billion in these treasury certificates was not even mentioned, because if they returned the case, they'd have to account for the $18 billion that was inside. It would be an automatic omission. Now, I suppose that he could stir up some controversy over Judge Alice Ross in New York. Remember when he was extradited in shackles from Switzerland, from the gulag in Switzerland, where he had spent 134 days. He was taken to New York and spent about 15 minutes in federal court until she realized that he was a a diplomat. She examined his passport. She verified he was a diplomat, and she released him.
Mm-hmm. And it then was he was arrested on the steps, right?
Yes. Yeah. So he was arrested, you know, as soon as he was released from the court, he was arrested by some supposed policemen. Now, whether who they were and what have you, I don't know. He would know that. It's obvious that the judge that found him guilty and ordered his incarceration either played a part or was totally ignorant of the facts in the case. And the FBI lied, and the tax officials in Wisconsin lied. This was just a takedown maneuver. The same thing they're doing to citizens across the country today. You talked about it earlier in your show before I came on the air today.
I did?
other shows.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break. Let me scrape the cobwebs out of my brain and see if I can remember that. We'll be back in three.
I was listening to Ed and Lane Brown, too.
So all right, well, that's all right. We'll be back in three. Got to take a break. All right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're
we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from hot, steamy Phoenix, Arizona with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Don, before we get back into this, I don't know how much more you want to cover on WANT. I mean, we could go, you know, recapitulate this whole thing again, and I don't think it's necessary. But I wanted to ask you, mainstream news today, and I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here, but mainstream news today, Ohio Representative Gilmore is found dead. Now, that's Paul Gilmore. Do you know who he is?
Yes. That's interesting because I was going to bring that up. So you're right on the money.
Oh, good. Well, go ahead. What is your take here? This is right out of Associated Press.
It's highly suspicious that he returns to Washington, and he's supposed to be in a hearing the next day, and he didn't show up, and his aides went to look for him, and they found his body lying near the steps leading to the second floor of his apartment.
Now, is this guy a Republican or a Democrat?
He's a Republican.
Okay, and so what he was supposed to go into a hearing regarding what?
I don't know the specifics of the hearing. You know how the media is. You know, you're talking about something that came out.
But this could have something to do with, subpoenas, possible, you know, down the line of subpoenas or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting because I just, you know, it just says, and of course this is mainstream, so it says, well, there's no immediate word on the cause of his death. Of course there's not. And there's not going to be until they know that nothing's going to happen when they come out with something, and then they'll suicide him. Or not suicide him, but they'll, you know, they'll give him a heart attack or something.
Yes. And then I find it interesting that they say it was unclear whether an autopsy would be performed.
Well, don't they just, I mean, when they're suicided, now this guy wasn't disappeared, he was suicided, so don't they just really cremate him real quick? I mean, isn't that what happened? Or, you know, there's no autopsy to be performed. They have, now my conspiratorial mind's going to come out here. They have, and this is some of these books that I've read, you see, in the past, where, mm-hmm. where you know, these CIA, these covert guys can come in and heart attack you somehow with some kind of thing they've got a I've read somewhere that they've got some kind of a gun that will shoot out it's like a piece of ice that is about the size of a needle, okay, mm-hmm. and they shoot it, and it just makes it's not even a pinprick, it's about as small as a pinprick, and they shoot it into your heart and it kills you. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard quite a few things. I mean, they can actually target you through brain waves, or they can target you, you know, with energy weapons.
I don't want to get out on the fringe here, but I mean, yeah. This stuff does, because I've gone down, I've read about this stuff, and you know, some of it, and I've actually gone in to and looked at the patents on these things, so I know they do exist, you know. But it's like you know, it's Sherlock Holmes-like that, you know, these guys are sneaky enough that they'll come in your house at some point in time and shoot you with a gun that shoots a little needle with ice in it or something, and it kills you. I mean, it's really whack. It's off the cuff. It's out of the norm, and it's something that, you know, the average person would say, that's nonsense or whatever. But it does go on. And in this particular instance, you know, anytime, and I used to never be this way, you know, they'd report, even when Paul Wellstone passed away, you know, when he got in the plane wreck, you know, I never used to think two thoughts about it, but anytime there's a politician that dies, I'm looking at it very closely from this point on. And you have to, because of what's going on behind the scenes and who's really running this government. Okay, top of the hour coming up. We'll be back in 2 minutes. My guest for the week, Don Nikoloff. Stick with us. We got more. Be right back.
It's true.